Welcome to Moving Forward, the listener-supported radio ministry of Dr. Stephen Rummage, senior pastor of Bell Shoals Baptist Church in Brandon, Florida. Dr. Rummage's goal is to clearly preach God's Word to help you move forward in the next steps of your relationship with Jesus Christ. You can help us reach that goal by sending your gift today by phone at 1-855-436-2961 or give securely online at stephenrummage.com. Now, let's begin today's program. We spend a lot of time thinking about what we have, but how much thought do you put into making sure you're using your possessions in the best way? Welcome to Moving Forward with Dr. Stephen Rummage. I'm your host, Bill Carl, and today we're going to see that in God's economy, possession and ownership are not the same things. So, Stephen, what is the big difference between having possessions and owning them?
Well, you pose an interesting question, Bill, and God's Word offers a clear answer. Psalm 24, verse 1 says this, "The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it." So according to the Bible, you are not the owner of anything in your possession, because everything in the world belongs to God. Not only that, but you belong to God. Literally, everything and every person in the world is His. God blesses each of us with possessions to manage for Him. Being a good steward of what God entrusts to us is significantly different from the idea that you own what you possess. To manage our possessions in a way that pleases God, we must use them with His kingdom and eternity in mind. So let's look at Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 14, and learn the principles of good management as we keep our eyes on eternity.
Stephen, thank you so much. By the way, if you're unable to stay with us through the whole broadcast today, you can listen again at stephenrummage.com. Just click the listen button or listen using the Stephen Rummage app. All of Stephen's messages are available there, as well as audio from Sunday and Wednesday night services and Stephen's video devotions. Now, as we start a new series of messages with Stephen called Real, here's part one of the message, Eyes on Eternity.
Heard a story about a woman who had finished shopping and she returned to her parking space. As she walked up, she saw that there were four young men in her car. Well, she dropped her bags, reached into her purse, pulled out a handgun, and shouted out, "I've got a gun, and I'm not afraid to use it. Get out of my car." All of a sudden, all four men just scrambled out of the car, ran as fast as they could to get away. And she was shaken up, but she managed to pick up her bags and load them into the back seat of the car and then sit down behind the steering wheel. And she sort of gathered herself together, got out the ignition key, and she couldn't get it into the ignition. She jiggled the wheel a little bit, could not get it in there. And then she realized this was not her car. Her car was parked four spaces over. So she got her stuff out of that car, went to her car, and drove down to the police station and turned herself in. She came to the desk sergeant, told him all that had happened, and he immediately began to laugh so hard he almost fell off of his stool. He pointed down to the end of the desk. There were four young men reporting a carjacking by an older woman with white curly hair, large glasses, and a big gun. No charges were filed. Well, that lady had a basic problem. She thought something was her own when it really didn't belong to her. A lot of times we have the same problem. We think that this life belongs to us. And the truth is, nothing about us, not our possessions, not our time, not our abilities, nothing, not our lives, nothing about us belongs to us. It all comes to us from God. In fact, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians that we have been bought with a price. If you're saved, you've been bought with a price, and that price is the blood of Jesus Christ. And not only has He bought you, He has come to live inside of you through His Holy Spirit. He lives inside of you. Therefore, the Bible says you are not your own. For that reason, because you don't belong to yourself, because you belong to Him, God calls you to live every day of your life with your feet on the ground, but with your eyes on eternity. And I want to talk to you about that today as we look at this passage of Scripture. I want you to see how Jesus teaches us our responsibility for making our lives matter and for making a difference for God. So I want you to look at this parable with me, and I want you to notice several things as we go along the way. First of all, Jesus talks to us about inheriting your treasure. Jesus talks about inheriting your treasure. Now, if you'll notice, the symbolism in this parable is pretty straightforward. Here's what Jesus says about his kingdom. He says in verse 14 that his kingdom will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. We'll stop right there. The man going on a journey represents God. The man's servants represent people, just humanity, us. The property represents the things that the master entrusts to his servants, things like abilities and opportunities and money and resources and giftedness, all of those things, time, all of those things that God provides to us. Now read in verse 15 of the text. The Bible says, to one servant, he gave 5 talents. To another, he gave 2. To another, 1. To each, according to his ability. Then the master went away. Now I want you to notice something. Every servant inherited a treasure from the master. And each treasure was very valuable. He gave 1 5-talents, 1 2-talents, 1 1-talent. Now, when we think about talents, we think about gifts, you know, things that we're able to do. That's not what Jesus meant by a talent. In the language of Jesus and in the day of Jesus, a talent was a sum of money. In fact, it was a very large sum of money. In fact, it was an astronomically large sum of money. A talent equaled 20 years' wages. So if you got a talent, you received 20 years' wages. That means the 5-talent guy got how many years' wages? I can tell this is the advanced group. How many years' wages did the 5-talent guy get? Tell me real loud. 100 years' wages. How many did the 2-talent guy get? 40 years' wages. And the 1-talent guy got 20 years' wages. And so all of them got something really big. Don't make the mistake of thinking that the 1-talent guy got something small. He got something big. The other guys got something even bigger, but all of them got tremendous inheritances from their master. In fact, the Bible says each one received, look again, each one received according to his ability. In other words, the master, who represents God, understood what each servant was most capable of handling and gave every one of them the appropriate amount. The servant who received only 1 talent wasn't mistreated, wasn't neglected. In fact, he got a huge amount that was exactly what he needed to handle. You see, giving a person more responsibilities or more resources than he is capable of handling is not a blessing to that person. It becomes a curse to that person. Has anybody ever given you more responsibility than you can handle, and all of a sudden you're thinking, oh my goodness, I don't know how I'm going to do this? No, God is so wise that he will give us the resources, and he will give us the opportunities, and he will give us the finances, and he will give us the responsibility that he knows we're able to handle. Here's what Jesus wants us to see. As a child of God, you have been given a great treasure. Every child of God is a gifted child. Every child of God has been shown favor by God. Think of all of the things that God gives us. He gives us the treasure of life. Listen, the treasure of life is the opportunity to serve him, to know him, to love him. He gives you the treasure of life. He gives you the treasure of the Holy Spirit living inside of you to empower you to live for him. He gives you the treasure of adoption into his family so that you know that you belong. He gives you the treasure of access to God in prayer so that you can call on him and know that he hears and know that he cares and know that he will answer. He gives you the treasure of all of the resources and abilities that he's given you. You have rich resources as a child of God. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with, look at this, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. How many blessings has God given you? Every blessing. What kind of blessing? Spiritual blessings. Where? In the heavenly places. Every spiritual blessing known to heaven is yours as a child of God. And you can praise God for that. And you can thank God for that. Don't ever feel like. You're second rate, or second class, or second hand, or second chair, or second best. He has gifted you richly. So therefore, use the riches and use the resources he's given you for his glory. He talks about inheriting a treasure. You know, years ago, our family went out to eat on a Sunday afternoon after church, and we went to Subway. Michelle and I got Subway sandwiches, and Joshua, who was a little boy at that time, got a kid's meal. At that time, Subway was giving away a little plastic action figure of comic book characters. And so Joshua opened up his meal, and there in a little plastic bag was the action figure. It was about this tall. And he opened it up, and he had never seen this before. And I'll describe to you the action figure. He was dressed in red from head to toe. He had little wings on his head, had little wings on his feet, had a lightning bolt on his chest. Who am I describing? The Flash. But Joshua had never seen the Flash before. He said, "Who is this?" Michelle said, "Joshua, that's Flash Gordon." That's when I immediately stepped in and exerted spiritual leadership in this conversation. I said, "Michelle, I can't stress to you how important it is for you to understand and for Joshua to understand. This is not Flash Gordon. This is Flash, sometimes known as the Flash." And he said, "Well, what can Flash do?" I said, "He can run real fast." He said, "What else can he do?" I said, "That's it. He can run real fast." He said, "Can he fly?" I said, "No, he can't fly." "Does he have super strength?" "No, he doesn't have super strength." "Well, what can he do?" "He can run real fast." And I looked in the face of a little boy who was getting less and less happy about his Happy Meal. I'll just tell you the truth. I know it's not called a Happy Meal there, but he just wasn't all that happy about what he had. And it dawned on me that the Flash is what you might call a one-talent superhero. He's got one thing. He can run real fast. Now, Superman, on the other hand, is at least a five-talent superhero. Think about that. He is faster than a speeding bullet. He's more powerful than he's able to leap tall buildings in a single. So there's three talents right there. Plus, he's got, you know, X-ray vision and heat vision. He can defy the law of gravity. He can, remember the first Superman movie, when he takes off, I mean way back in 1978 or 77, he takes off and he flies against the orbit or the rotation of the Earth, and he turns back time. He is at least a five-talent superhero. So he's got five talents, Superman. Flash got one talent. But, you know, you could almost imagine Flash just sort of sulking around the halls of the Justice League of America thinking, "Well, I only got this one thing. All I can do is run real fast. Superman can run real fast, plus he can do all these other things. I'm just a one-talent guy. There's no need for me even to suit up and go out. I might as well just stay here at the Justice League of America and let Superman do everything. I got one thing. He's got at least five things." But that's not what he does. He puts on that red suit with the wings on the head and the wings on the feet and the lightning bolt on the chest, and he takes off and he runs like the wind because he takes what he has and uses it. I tell you all that to tell you this. If God gives you one thing to do, if God gives you one area of service, if he gives you what seems like a narrow responsibility, if he gives you what seems like limited resources to work with and limited funds to invest and limited influence to exert, if you only have a very small assignment, hear me say this, it is still very valuable, and God will use you.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Moving Forward with Dr. Stephen Rummage.
Hi, this is Stephen Rummage, and in just a moment, we'll rejoin the message. But I wanted to let you know, if you're headed to Florida to enjoy the warm weather during the fall and winter, we'd love for you to be our guest for worship at Bell Shoals Baptist Church in Brandon, Florida, right outside of Tampa. Worship services take place every Sunday at 9:15 and 11 a.m. And while you're here, make sure to stop by and tell me hello after the service. It's always exciting for me to meet our listeners. For more information about Bell Shoals Baptist Church, just go to bellshoals.com. That's Bell Shoals, S-H-O-A-L-S.com.
And now with more of today's message, Eyes on Eternity, here's Dr. Stephen Rummage.
As you look in the parable, you'll notice that two of the servants were wise and faithful. They took the money that their master had entrusted to them, and they invested it. And as a result, they gained more. Look in verse 16. He who had received the five talents went at once and traded with them and made five talents more. So also he who had the two talents made two talents more. So they took what they had, they invested it, they gained more. In the same way, God requires you and me as managers of what He's entrusted to us, whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's ability, whether it's position, whatever it is, relationships, whatever it is. If God has given something to you, you are responsible for investing that and using it for His glory. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. The Word of God says, "Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful." Hear me say something. God is not impressed with our gifts or abilities. See, He gave us our gifts and abilities. Therefore, He's not impressed by our gifts or abilities. You know, one of the problems in the church, hear me say this. One of the problems in the church is that we will elevate giftedness and then excuse a lack of integrity or faithfulness because of somebody's giftedness. That's not what God does. God is not impressed by giftedness. God is interested in faithfulness. God is interested in you being faithful with whatever gifts He has given you. Listen, when you stand before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ one day, and every believer here will, when you stand before Jesus, you're not going to be evaluated on how much you received. You're going to be evaluated on what you have done with what God has given you. That means day by day, God wants you to be faithful to Him with your abilities, with your opportunities, with your possessions, with your influence, with your relationships, with your ministry, with your money, with your lives. He wants us to be faithful. You know, I've learned the most significant things often happen when we are faithful to the Lord day by day. Sometimes we think giving our lives to Jesus is like taking a $1,000 bill, putting it on the altar table and saying, "Lord, here it is. Here's my life. Here's a $1,000 bill. This is all of it. I'm going to give it to you, all one lump sum." And you know what God does? He tells you to take that $1,000 bill, take it to the bank, and have it converted into quarters. And you got all these quarters. And here's what you do. Day by day, 25 cents at a time, 50 cents at a time, one act of obedience here, one act of surrender here, another act of obedience there, another act of surrender there. One moment, one day at a time, quarter by quarter, you give your life to Jesus. That's what it means. Giving your life to Jesus means taking up your cross and following Him daily. That's what the Bible says in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself," it means say no to you, "and let him take up his cross daily and follow me." If you want to give your life to Jesus, it means giving day by day by day to Jesus. Some of you are here, and a long time ago when you were a young person, you came to the Lord and you were convicted and you were sincere and you said, "Lord, I give my life to you." And the truth is, you haven't lived one day or one week for Him in years. And you think that He's somehow going to be impressed by a decision that you made long ago that you really haven't followed through with. You take up your cross daily and you follow Him. That's how you invest your treasure. Thirdly, I want you to see this. Jesus talks about increasing your treasure. Increasing your treasure. Notice what happens in verse 19. The master comes back to settle accounts with his servants. In other words, he holds them accountable for what each one has done with their treasure. That's exactly what's going to happen to every believer in Jesus Christ. Every one of us will have our lives inspected by Jesus. He's going to evaluate your faithfulness in using your time and using your talents and using your treasures. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, the Bible says, "We all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." So just like us, these servants appeared before their master. One day you're going to appear before Jesus to give an account for how you've lived your life. And the master was thrilled to discover what two of them had done. Look in verses 20 through 23. The Bible says, "He who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then look in verse 22. He who had the 2 talents came forward saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.'" I read all those verses again to show you this. Did you notice both servants were commended by their master in exactly the same way? He didn't praise the 5-talent guy any more than he praised the 2-talent guy. Both of them received the same praise. Both of them were increased in stature and responsibility. And both of them were invited to experience the joy of their master in the same way. When you're faithful to God with what he gives you, when you're faithful to God with the opportunities he gives you, he will increase your responsibility and he will give you great joy. Mark this down somewhere. There will always be an increase when you invest yourself in God's kingdom. Now, whether we experience that increase here on earth or when we're in the presence of the Lord in heaven, that's up to him. But there will always be an increase.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Moving Forward with Dr. Stephen Rummage and today's message, Eyes on Eternity, from the series Real. You can listen again at stephenrummage.com or using the Stephen Rummage app. Recordings of today's message are also available for purchase by calling us toll-free, 1-855-436-2961. That's 1-855-436-2961. Now, you know, God speaks every time his word is preached on Christian radio. And many of you have told us that God speaks to you through Stephen's messages, giving you just what you need to move forward through the seasons and situations of your life. If you've been encouraged by Moving Forward, would you please send us a generous gift today? Your faithful support is necessary to help us take God's word to spiritually hungry people so they, just like you, can move forward in the next step of their spiritual lives. Very simply, we need you. When you send your gift today, we'd like to send you a copy of The Christmas Code, a beautiful 30-day Christmas devotional from O.S. Hawkins. To receive your copy of The Christmas Code, just click the donate button at stephenrummage.com or call us toll-free between the hours of 8 and 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, at 1-855-436-2961. Thank you so much for your partnership with us in this important ministry. Now, Stephen, as you join us back in studio, I'd like to revisit something you said in the message today about keeping our eyes on eternity. And that's the idea of really following through in our decision to follow Jesus. Can you expand on that a bit?
Well, Bill, I really appreciate you going back to that. It's such an important point. Trusting Jesus to save you does not mean that you continue to live your life apart from him. You need to move forward every day in your relationship with Jesus Christ by seeking him, obeying him, and serving him. If you're a believer, then I remind you of the verse I mentioned earlier. You are not your own. You have been bought with a price. That price was the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, shed for you on the cross. Listen, the greatest treasure you have is your salvation. If you're not living for Jesus day by day, you really need to get that right with him today by confessing your sin to him, thanking him for his forgiveness, and asking for his power to help you live for him beginning right now. And if you've never trusted Jesus to forgive your sins and to give you his gift of eternal life, you can do that right now by praying a simple prayer. If you want to trust Jesus right now, I invite you to pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me. I believe that you're God's Son. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you paid the price for my sins. Jesus, right now I turn from my sins and I ask you to forgive me. Give me your gift of eternal life. Jesus, save me right now and I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. For I pray this, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Well, Stephen, thank you for that opportunity for our listeners to get right with God today. And maybe you're one of those who just prayed with Stephen to be saved. We would love to hear from you. You can share your decision with us by emailing Dr. Rummage. His email address is stephen@stephenrumich.com. That's Stephen with a PH at stephenrumich.com. Or call us 1-855-436-2961. Our lines are open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 Eastern Time. 1-855-436-2961. We'd like to send you a helpful resource to help you walk with Jesus day by day. The next time we're together, we'll catch up with part two of today's message, Eyes on Eternity, so I hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, have a great day and keep moving forward.